Now, from the KSRM studios on Key Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Jason Lee.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden said on Sunday that if he's elected, his administration would stop a proposed copper and gold mine in Alaska's Bristol Bay region. The former vice president said in a statement to news media, quote, "It's no place for a mine. The Obama-Biden administration reached that conclusion when we ran a rigorous, science-based process in 2014, and it's still true today." The Environmental Protection Agency under the Obama administration proposed restricting development in the Bristol Bay region, but never finalized the restrictions. The agency retains the option to invoke that so-called veto process if it decides to do so. The mine would be built near the headquarters of the Bristol Bay Salmon Fishery, about 200 miles southwest of Anchorage. Conservation and local tribal groups say they fear the mine will devastate the fishery. Biden said the salmon fishery is an economic powerhouse that should be protected for Alaskan natives and fishermen, according to the Anchorage Daily News. An environmental review released by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers last month stated that under normal operations, the alternatives it looked at would not be expected to have a measurable effect on fish numbers or result in long-term changes to the health of the commercial fisheries in Bristol Bay. Mine developer Pebble Limited Partnership has praised the Army Corps' review as thorough and accurate. Last week, President Donald Trump said he would listen to both sides after his eldest son and a campaign advisor urged him to intervene to block the Pebble mine. The Corps has yet to make a permitting decision. When it does, it could issue a permit, approve a permit with conditions, or issue a denial. The project, should it advance, would also face a state permitting process. The Alaska Department of Transportation and Public Facilities proposed Alaska Marine Highway System Operating Plan for October 2020 through April 2021 is now available for public review. Marine Highway System revenues are significantly lower than expected due to the COVID-19 pandemic. As a result, it's become necessary to build the operating plan with minimal essential service to most communities. Some service gaps will exist from vessel overhauls and layups as a result of available funding. Communities and interested people can review and submit comments on the proposed operating plan through August 14th. There will not be a public teleconference during the comment period. Written comments are being accepted through August 14th via email. We have that link at radiokenai.com. There's also a fax number, which is 907-228-6873. The draft operating plan is based on expected funding levels for fiscal year 2021. The plan is designed to meet community service needs while staying within available funding levels and maintaining regulatory and safety standards for the vessels. Visit us online for a full summary of ports of call and a timeline for October 1st through April 30th, 2021. The state medical examiner is trying to identify a body found on Sunday outside Ted Stevens Anchorage International Airport. Airport police found the body just after 10 a.m. in a smoking area near the People Mover shuttle. Stay tuned for more top headlines on This Week on the Kenai.